Well, good morning again. This is the second good morning. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I'm about halfway back, and I just thought I would check to see if the recording was still going on, and it wasn't. It shut off 24 seconds in. So it's 9:06 a.m. on Friday, January the 3rd, day 3. And so far, all you've missed is a bunch of mumbles about I don't have anything to talk about today. So, yeah. What a pain. I wonder why it shut off. 24 seconds in. That was about the time that Pandora kicked in, so perhaps there was something about that. It was also about the time I stuck it back in my pocket. I wonder if that was it. So, anyway. It's a lovely morning. Clear, mostly clear. It's some clouds around the edges, but there doesn't seem to be anything directly overhead. It's a lovely day. I just saw about 200 geese fly overhead in a V. They were being quiet. They were in their V's already, so they weren't wasting time just squawking. Wasting energy. And they went into the soccer fields beside this elementary school over here and hunkered down into the long grass. Oh, the groundhogs. The prairie dogs are out. Groundhogs. Prairie dogs. They look little tiny groundhogs. It must be a warm day. If they're out, they tend to stay well insulated underground. Days are getting longer. So, let's see. I don't know that I have anything really interesting to say today. Yesterday was kind of a yawny, sleepy day, and I didn't really recover from it all day long. Every time I sat down, I tended to nod off. So, not a lot got done yesterday. The wife was homesick again. And so, I couldn't get recording done. It was just too noisy in the house. But starting next week, first kid, youngest daughter goes back to school. Monk pole. Younger daughter goes back to school. And, week after that, elder daughter goes back to school. We had to go over and talk to the bank yesterday, which was not a fun conversation, but one that had to happen. And then, let's see what else. Oh, I heard from Karen Conlon this morning, who is editing Hermit, and she's down the last 50 pages on her second pass. Now, second pass is a detailed pass, and the fact that she's managed to get through the first 80% of the book in really just a few days, a week or so, means that there's not a lot in there that she's finding to slow her down, which is good. And we've got a nitpick pass that she's going to go through and look at things like wanta and wanna and making sure that we've got apostrophes in the right places for missing letters for dialogue. I did really good. The first mile was like 17 and a half minutes. So I was congratulating myself on picking up the pace coming in here this morning. It was good. I've kind of lost a bit of steam. It's probably going to be 18 minutes on the backside. But my hips are telling me that I'm right on track. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Not necessarily. Pain is sometimes just arthritis, which is weakness letting itself known to the brain. And so with any luck, I'm not going to wreck myself this morning on the increased speed. Oh, I feel like I've been really under a rock for the last week or so. It's odd. I logged on, checked through all my message boards, and joined another community. And David Goffrin has a new post today about marketing, which I thought was really quite good. I've left a comment to him. He's got some good stuff. For the writers out there, write, publish, repeat. I don't know. It's like $4.95 or something. But it's getting high marks. I'm not big on Guy Kawasaki's author, publisher, entrepreneur book. I got about halfway through it, and it's like, seriously? Dude, seriously? Write, publish, repeat is really good work. It's apparently, it's got a lot of, this is how you do it without an acknowledgement that there are many ways that doing it or this can be interpreted. And so you have to kind of take some of that stuff with a grain of salt. Every author writes differently. I write particularly quickly when I get started. Getting started quite frequently the problem, and I'm 3 days in, I haven't started, well, not appreciably, 500 words, 1,000 words maybe. It's like I haven't found the hook that takes me into the story. So I'm pretty sure I haven't found the hook that's going to take the reader into the story, because I want to find out how this story goes. Part of the problem is that I know too many things about how the story, you know, happen, how things work, and I'm not sure. That's helpful to my process. This one might be a little more unconventional. I may use more flashback. The part of this is the structure issue. Typically, my stories are linear. I start at a particular point in time and then follow the characters forward through time. I do almost no, in fact, I don't know that I've ever done a flashback. I've never, I don't think. Might have. But there's something, to me, there's something compelling about a story that is constantly moving forward in time, and there's something a little bit disconcerting about stepping backwards in time and then forward again. But this story might require it, because really there's a lot of stuff that happens that doesn't happen chronologically. And what I might do is write it chronologically and then see about restructuring it later. But the problem is that there's big gaps. So there's when Otto meets his wife and he moves to Cape Grace to set up his shaman, pursue his shaman calling. I don't know enough about his wife, other than she dies at childbirth. And what the circumstances that allow that to happen in a place where there aren't, you know, where we have auto docs, where medicine is able to regrow eyes and limbs, correct to a certain extent genetic defects. But that's run by corporations. So it's run as capitalism. Oh, that was the thing I saw yesterday that was interesting. Now I'm completely blown out because I can't remember the guy's name. But he was quite critical of TED. It was a TEDx talk about the problem with TED. And TED is a flawed model in that it substitutes inspiration for innovation, or it celebrates the inspiration more than it promotes innovation. If we just feel good about the future, then the future will get better. People will be motivated to make it so. And the problem is, simple motivation to make it so is rarely effective. A drowning man is motivated to walk on water, but it ain't gonna happen. Guy in the desert wants to drink sand, but that would not be a good idea. He's highly motivated, but it doesn't work. So some interesting ideas in this talk. I listened to it once yesterday. It was quite charming. It was quite... Sound bites aren't helpful when problems are so complex that you can't really summarize them in a matter of a few words. So that's one of the issues, it's one of the problems, it's one of the things wrong with TED. And he put his finger right on it. It's a perfect takedown. It's a, communism is a great idea, but fails in execution. Capitalism is a great idea, but it fails in execution. So we shouldn't be... And 19 minutes on the backside. 1856. Now, well... It's a short talk today, but at least I caught it before I got all the way back. And at least I got something to say. But I am at the back gate. I did do my 2 miles. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.